reversal patterns, impulsive moves on high volume, and you know, there's no harm in listening to the fundamental news flow if something really strong comes out and saying, I wonder if that's going to be a market changer, if it's a new element. But generally, you'll see it in the market first by the lead steers by the time it hits the retail man's news flow, which I'm assuming most of us are. In other words, you don't have special connections. You're not hearing what the Bank of England's talking about in closed, behind closed doors. It only becomes news that you hear later. So from a technical perspective, reversals, support levels, impulsive behavior to the upside, and high volume.
Is it possible to predict and get the market direction of a stock right more than 50% of the time?
Yes, I think so. I think so. In fact, I mean, you just have to keep saying every day net long on some of the ripping stocks like Google over the last 2 decades. And you would have been right virtually every week on a weekly chart basis or on a monthly chart, 80% of the time. But many would say, well, that was clearly going to be a fundamentally changing company. So I suppose you can be right regularly. And in fact, I've made outrageous forecasts and been correct. So I predicted a 75% decimation of Gulf Sands Petroleum when it was at £1.02. And said this will trade sub 30 at 29 pence. And this is all through nature of geometry and the chart. It wasn't through having a specific wisdom to the management of the company. We did the same with the oil price. Once it broke 103, we said this will run through $78. It's traded at 71. This is Brent I'm talking about, which is more expensive than the WTI. These are all things, these are basic eye-catching predictions involving 20-30% move. Last year we said the USD ruble will lose 40%. It's lost 71%. This was all geometry on a monthly setup. So the other thing is many people argue that technical analysis is only for timing and on a short time frame. Patterns can be viewed on huge time frames. This was a monthly chart, each candle representing a month's data. We made a 35% plus call on the ruble before the Ukraine events had occurred. So that was being baked into the cake, and the markets and the economic warfare was already being waged long before we got the first wind of this conflict.
Well done. Can you talk about we? Is it?
I'm quite dispassionate about the individual.
Is it you and the dragon.
The dragon, the monkey, and that most importantly, I credit the theory, because all I'm doing is I'm created a body of intellectual knowledge that I think is value, and it is the wisdom. So I think the minute you talk I did this, I did that, there's an ego consequence to that. And ego is an incredibly destructive force in trading. So I talk about Hunt volatility theory, and it's almost like a legal entity and a body of itself. So I say I've just used the tools that were given to me by the body of logic, and that has allowed me to do that. I'm not a smarty pants on oil. There's people that are trading oil all day long that'll know right down the specifications to an inch, yet none of them were able or equipped to call that short. The theory, however, utilizing a totally different tool, was because it has a different insight. Me as an individual is not as smart on the topic of oil as that individual. However, in terms of forecasting using my tool, I have a capability because of the theory that they don't have. But it's a body of work, and I'd rather attribute it as their credit. And other people can come and utilize the same tool and have the same wisdom. And I would encourage them to just, you know, pass praise on to the tool that allows you to do that, like a mobile phone allows me to call you in a different country. You wouldn't say it's your achievement.
No, that's nice. I picked up on it earlier. It's nice that you're humble enough to see it that way. You know, you've got your dragon.
I don't think I've always been. I think you've got to, what you say and what you verbalize has a habit of becoming enforced. And if you hear yourself saying I too many times, you're doing something wrong, it becomes flagrant, excessive self-promotion or ego building. And even subconsciously your mind has it. So I'd just be laying landmines for myself to stand on in that course. So I think the benefit of HVF theory has benefited from a lot of other technicians before it. I'm essentially using observations of volatility, I'm using support and resistance, I'm using Dow theory. You know, I've been given a lot of pieces, and HVF theory is allowed to borrow from a lot of smart people and previous people's work. So we're all working on this thing, and we're all pieces. There's very few bits that are utterly, all elements are completely original. So you owe it to yourself, in essence, when you pull pieces together that many other people that have spent many time in without computers putting logic and thinking together. I'm really grateful to those people, and I'm delighted to be able to use their tools. And I'm as happy for other people to come and use how I've arranged their tools to be this particular tool. So I think that's an important distinction you have to make.